Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With us on our newsmaker line all the way from Michigan is Rob Perry. Rob is the sales and marketing manager for a company called Reliable Aftermarket Parts. And for full disclosure, I have known of this company for a long time and watched it grow monumentally since its inception back in 2009. Rob, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are here with us again.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's chat a little bit about Reliable Aftermarket Parts. Doesn't tell us much, I mean, about what kind of parts. So I'll leave that up to you. What kind of parts does Reliable sell?
Well, it's a loaded question. You know, going back to our inception back in 2009, we got into the game with predominantly construction parts, the heavy equipment and that. And as you fast forward, you know, here through the past 10 years, 10 plus years, we've now kind of diversified. We are very strong, are predominantly, in the ag and tractor parts. We do still do a fair amount of heavy equipment construction, but we also now get into a lot of what we call is the toys. We get into a lot of snow machines, golf carts, just virtually, a lot of lawn and garden. Kind of make up our portfolio now. So yeah, we have definitely diversified as far as our product offerings.
And as you look at all of those silos that you're helping to support, construction, agriculture, toys, snowblowers, although this year we have utilized ours more than I think we have in the past 5 years. Tell us, it's what it's about.
Better you than me.
Yeah, right. Tell us a little bit about percentage-wise. Where is the greatest amount of growth happening?
Sure. We our current breakdown, or the pie, as I like to break it down, we do about 50%, 55% actually, in the ag and tractor market. We're about 40% still in that construction bit. And then that other 10% breaks down all of those other things, like I mentioned, the lawn and garden. But we have definitely, we've seen that ag and the tractor side of things be our predominant growth point over the last, especially over the last 4 or 5 years. It has just taken off for us.
One of the things I think that's important for individuals to understand is the global nature of what it is that tractor and construction parts companies do. You are located in Michigan. However, you're doing business all over. Would that be accurate?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. Our two largest accounts are international. We do a lot in Mexico. We do a lot in Australia, actually. We actually do more in Australia than we do, believe it or not, in Canada at this point. Which has been a focal point of ours. But yeah, we definitely do parts all over the globe. And that is a part that our international business, we just were kind of reconciling 2020 and noticed we've had about a 20% increase in international growth over the last year. So that was good to see. It's definitely an interesting stat.
Well, Rob, it's interesting that Australia and Mexico and trying to get a toehold, I imagine, in Canada. Would that be right?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely some logistical issues going to Canada, even more so maybe than the island of Australia.
What kind of issues do you have in Canada?
Well, it's one of those things that from a retail standpoint, it's just, first of all, it's logistically tough for us to, here in the States, we do it really well. You plug it in, you can get shipping costs and you can get all of those things factored in. It's not quite as simple in Canada, it's just as far as your costs and brokering things and the way we do business make it a little challenging for us to see what our upfront costs are. It's been a challenge.
Yeah. One of the things that you folks have been doing for some time is you've got a couple of divisions there. You have RAP, which is for consumers. Selling
Correct.
Your products to the consumer market, be they farmers or construction people or somebody that wants a new part or a replacement part for their golf cart. But you're also involved in the wholesale side of things. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, definitely. It is the wholesale side of things. We ventured out, geez, Pete's going on a couple of years, And what we found was through all of our, I like to refer to them as e-tail channels, all of our paths in which we sell product, via the internet, we determined that there was a lot of business, purchasing going through that. So we expanded on it. We used our network through that to create a division in which, now we're selling directly to dealers, directly, in larger quantity to repair shops and people that are buying that way. Even people that are turning around and selling online. I mean, that's been an avenue which we're providing product in larger quantities to those folks. So it has absolutely blown up for us. It is something we put our foot in the sand with and then realized that, hey, this is working. So it's been a success story for us.
And the name of that company is what?
AIC, Agricultural, Industrial, and Construction.
Got it. AIC. As a matter of fact, I want you to know that I happen to know that we sent you a customer this week to AIC. They were looking for a specific part, and you guys had it on the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association website. And so we sent them your way. So you never, you never know where your allies are out there.
Right? We appreciate that, for sure. We've got a great partnership with that association.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
Let's talk a little bit about the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. You folks have been members of that organization for a very long time. And we had talked, you and I, not too very long ago, about your recommitment to becoming more involved in the association. Tell us a little bit about what that means, because I know that there are people listening that are members of that association, because we do work with them as well. And what does that mean that you'd like to get more involved with the association?
Well, it's funny you ask that. So Junior, our owner, we were talking just recently about how going back 8-9 years when I came on board with him. One of the first things we did was attend your trade show, and we advertised, and we had a booth there and some great successes with that. And, it was fantastic the way you guys handled the trade show at that point, where each individual booth, we could represent our company and talk to it. We did it in segments where we could explain who we are and what we did. And we had some successes. We had a lot of benefits through the association. As a company, a couple of years down the road, we just kind of fell away from some of our partnerships. And, unfortunately, that association, we remained members. However, we just weren't as active, participating. And you're only as good as what you put into
right.
it. And then it was great to, connect back with you and align, obviously, the AIC portion with the reliable portion. But, touching base and getting back into those benefits. There's some great people. The association's grown. We interact on a daily basis with a handful of people that are in that organization. But it is, and I'm a firm believer, like I said, what you put into it is what you get out of it. And even you recapping the other day some of the cool benefits that you've added to the association as a value add since the point we were in it was great to hear. And ironically enough, through like your partnership with Allied and stuff, that's a huge part of our business, and the discount levels and things that we have there. So yeah, when I say recommitting to it, it's something that, we want to use our advertising tools and this and that, and represent that we are a member of that association, and, it'll pay off multifold. So.
Our guest is Rob Perry, ladies and gentlemen. He's in charge of sales and marketing for Reliable Aftermarket Parts, as well as AIC. And yes, we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Let me talk a bit about, as you indicated, you're doing business, you're shipping all over the place. I just recently watched your video, and ladies and gentlemen, we will have a link to that as well on the radio blog, so you can get an insider look at not only Junior Salisbury and what he's been able to accomplish since the launch in 2009, but where they are now and their fabulous facility that they have there in Michigan. Let me ask you about shipping. We have had several individuals on over the past 6 months who indicate to us that transportation, getting things out, has become more of a pain point. Are you finding that as well?
Yeah. And the irony to that and the parallel is what we've found is that the large you know, e-commerce channels out there have such a focus on getting the product, you know, the minute you hit send, as far as placing your order and having it in your hand right away. And it has created a logistical bottleneck in regards to some of the resources we use, you know, Postal Service, USPS, those type things. You know, it's a challenge to uphold the commitment to the customer when they see that there and want to have it in hand, you know, in a couple of days to get to that. And that goes right on through to LTL things and things of those nature. So it has been a challenge. You know, we try and really, really hone in on when we make a commitment to you when you buy to have it in hand on that date and at that time so you can plan accordingly. And it just seems that we're getting farther and farther away from, you know, being able to navigate that successfully over the last year or so. So it's a challenge.
Yeah, and it's been a challenge for many individuals that are counting on transportation across the United States and in other countries. As a matter of fact, getting product from overseas has also been a pain point as ships and containers continue to stack up, finding no outlet because there's a lack of drivers, or perhaps they are busy delivering other things rather than the products that our friends need. Our guest is Rob Perry, ladies and gentlemen. He is the sales and marketing manager for Reliable Aftermarket Parts and AIC, the wholesale division of their company. You know, I want to harken back a little bit because I always enjoy the history of a company. When Tom Jr. Salisbury started this in his garage back in 2009, I think he said that there were like four or five, maybe six employees.
Yeah,
that's been a while ago. And now, not only do you have a beautiful, beautiful facility, but you're running, from what I can gather, a couple of shifts, making sure that you're getting products out the door. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we've expanded. You know, we've gone from Tom in his home, like you mentioned, to having a couple of family members and three or four to we're in our third location now, and have a couple of facilities we have here now in the Williamson, Michigan area. But yeah, we're a plus, I think as it sits today, right around 74 employees, of which we've got two shifts in the back, about 35 or so warehouse employees, you know, getting the product out the door and that. So yeah, we're definitely having some good calculated growth. Tom looks back on a daily basis, you know, and says, wow, it's amazing where we've come. So
sure. Yeah, it's always fun to kind of take a backward look. Entrepreneurs are always a bit frustrated. How come this isn't moving faster, quicker, or better? And then when you glance back just 11 years, you go, oh, wow, look at where we've come. And you keep your foot on the pedal, and that is something to really be proud of. Let's talk a little bit about the future. How do you see things working as you look forward, Rob Perry? Where are your growth points? How will you continue to expand this business that's been able to expand at such a rapid rate?
You know, we do a lot of strategic planning, a lot of thinking to that question exactly. You know, where do we want to be? What do we want to look like? And I'll say Tom, being that entrepreneur or visionary, we like to call him, you know, is very calculated with that. You know, at one point I think you'd hear the term, we wanted world domination in tractor parts. And, you know, once you get back and you realize where we're going and what we're doing, it's been amazing to see, how we've diversified. You know, 11 years ago, he was selling products via eBay out of his house. We're currently, we've expanded. We've been as many as 22 different sales channels or outlets. Hmm. We have honed that back a little bit. We currently sit at right around 14 different sales outlets that we have. We definitely want to focus, you know, our growth points are growing that international business, which is huge for us. We realistically want to, and one of our goals is we need to get logistically a little bit better. I mean, you know, looking at, you know, Michigan, if you look at the map, is not logistically the best spots to ship from, especially when we know where our customers predominantly are. So over the next 5 years, coming up with some more options as far as warehousing and locations in that regards. That's huge for us. I mean, our 5-year plan has us with three locations, you know, outside of the Michigan area. So it's definitely a point for us.
Right. And one of the things that, a final question for you, Rob, one of the things that we notice is that strategically, when people go out there and they have distribution points in very diverse locations across the United States. All you have to do is look at Amazon and see what they do. That does make the shipping and transportation issue a bit easier. Final question for you, Rob. While we talked about the online sales, RAP continues to employ professionals who are sitting behind computers answering questions of the consumer. How important is that, that you have that customer service relationship going?
I wholeheartedly believe the most crucial point that has grown us to the company we are today is the fact that we do and have always been committed to that customer service piece. So often, as I'm sure you hear the horror stories, you buy something through an internet or an e-commerce channel and you just don't get the support or you don't get the verification, do serial numbers match or those type things. We have made a commitment from a staffing level to have people there, and we've even expanded that recently to cover more time zones and be more flexible with that. But it's the crux of who we are and what we do and how we do it. And, you know, not only being that powerhouse and having the presence on the platforms, but our phone number is everywhere. And we definitely promote the fact that, hey, ask the question, you know, follow up on an order. You're going to get a U.S.-based customer service answer in a timely manner. So it's huge to us.
Yeah, that is so important. And I so wish that more companies understood that it is so much less expensive to retain a customer than what it is to go out there and find new ones. And and you guys, you know, that's the magic soup right there. If you could if you can master that, man, you got it. And congratulations to you and to Tom Jr. Salisbury and the rest of the crew there in Michigan. I lied. I said final question. Pinpoint to us where your headquarters is in the great state of Michigan.
Sure. We are about 15 minutes outside of the capital of Lansing. Literally, we sit smack dab right in. I say the middle of it. We're in the middle of the Lower Peninsula. And my even Tom now, so much of our company came from the northern, the UP, Michigan.
Really?
And that's, where the roots are, where Tom's family came from. And he actually has a nice place up there on the water. So he's been enjoying that as well as of recent. So, we are smack dab right outside of the heart of Lansing in the little town of Williamston.
There you go. Williamston, Michigan, serving the world. Thank you so much, Rob, for your time today. I certainly do appreciate it.
Oh, David, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
Once again, that's the voice of Rob Perry. He's in charge of sales and marketing for RAP, Reliable Aftermarket Parts, and their wholesale division, AIC. And yes, we will have links to their website up on our radio blog. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For those of us who put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Rob Perry, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.